Diary, July to September, 1872. July 14th to September 4th, 1872. Kansas. We rode in a wagon 4 miles to Centropolis and spoke in a stone schoolhouse. Had freedom and an attentive congregation. We returned to Mr. Clove's. Took dinner and then rode in a wagon 2 miles to Oak Grove Schoolhouse and spoke to a crowded house 3/4 of an hour with freedom. The audience was intelligent and were attentive and courteous. We were obliged to leave immediately for Ottawa. Spoke in the park to quite an audience for 1 hour with a degree of freedom. We tarried that night at Mrs. Horton's. We were well entertained. Her husband and her son were absent. Wamego, Kansas. We left Ottawa this morning. We waited at Lawrence 1.5 hours. We walked out to find fruit to eat with our dinner. Were unsuccessful. As the cars were coming up to the depot at Wamego, I saw a lady that I thought must be Josie Chamberlain, and so it proved. She had accompanied her brother-in-law, Mr. Mitchell, for the purpose of having us stop off and tarry with them as long as we could. We consulted together and decided to remain. We rode 3 miles to Mr. Mitchell's through a very beautiful country. We were heartily received and hospitably entertained. They have a very beautiful location, with a farm well improved and a large supply of fruit. Wamego, Kansas. We labored to prepare matter for the reformer. Did not complete it. We rode out to see the country. Mr. Mitchell sought to make our visit pleasant. He drove his horse up a steep mountain. On its top, we could have a delightful view of the surrounding country. The prospect was very beautiful. Upon the top of the mountain is a large pyramid of stones, beneath which lies the body of the Indian chieftain. Mr. Mitchell then took us to Wahoosa. His mail comes to this place. We saw a very nice country. The roads were as level as a floor. We received 2 letters at this place. We arose at 3:30. We rode 3 miles to Wamego and stepped on board the train for our long route to Denver. We rested very much the first part of the day. In the afternoon, we felt refreshed and prepared to view the country we were passing through. We saw no buffalo herds nigh, but about 200 dead buffalo lying upon the plains. These had been killed by the hunters, some for their hides, others merely for their hindquarters, to dry to sell. We saw a dead antelope near the track. We saw several antelopes at some distance, also a large herd of buffalo. We saw many houses built underground, where families lived. Many of these men lived by hunting. The land seemed poor, and we traveled for 15 or 20 miles without seeing a house. We saw herds of cattle numbering thousands, with several men on horseback herding the cattle. We saw many settlements of prairie dogs scudding about the track and off on the prairie. Denver, Colorado. Thursday morning we awoke in the sleeping cars and looked out of the car window upon snow-capped mountains. Such a scene I had never looked upon before. Snow lying upon the top of the mountains, bordered with green. The train bore us to Denver. We stepped off the train about 8:00. It was a singular affair for us, to travel hundreds of miles over a barren desert and then find a populous city which could be called the Chicago of Colorado. We had considerable difficulty in finding Mr. Walling. My husband was quite sick, nearly fainted while searching for him. Willie went out to hunt up Mr. Walling. James lay down on the floor, completely exhausted. Lucinda returned from the post office with 22 letters, mostly from Battle Creek. We were so glad that we could hear from our friends. Willie returned with Mr. Walling, who received us heartily. He showed us some of the city. It seems to be built up after the Eastern style. This city is the resort of fashionable society, tourists who come to view the wonderful mountains of Colorado. There is no fruit of any account raised in Colorado. The seasons are too short for fruit to ripen. Everything like fruit and vegetables is exceedingly high. We were cordially welcomed by our nieces. We felt at home. Our peace rested with our friends. We had taken nothing warm for nearly 2 days. We think this was the cause of James's fainting. Denver. We had a beautiful morning. We rested well during the night. The atmosphere seems so pure, it seems as though we must improve in health. Mr. Walling desired us to go to the mountains. He did not succeed in getting a proper conveyance to take us to the mountains. He finally decided to go into the mountains and get his own team and come for us. We enjoyed a walk out in the city. Several called at Mrs. Walling's. Denver. It is a beautiful morning. This is the Lord's rest day, and we desire to keep the Sabbath, that God may accept our efforts, and that our own souls may be refreshed. We walked out, seeking a retired place in a grove where we could pray and read, but we were not successful. We spent the day in conversing upon religious subjects, writing and reading. Denver. Another beautiful day has come. We feel thankful for rest in sleep. We spend the day in writing. Denver. We feel to praise God this morning for the mercy and goodness of God to us. We spent the greater portion of the day in writing. Visited Mr. Whitney's sister's husband's sister's daughter. We rose early and were disappointed in not seeing Mr. Walling. We were anxious to go to the mountains. About 8 o'clock, Mr. Walling came and informed us we were to take the cars for Golden City, 15 miles from Denver. His team he had left at Denver. We were to go up to the mountains by private conveyance. We hastened to the cars, which left at 11 o'clock. We got on board a freight train, for we should have to wait until 7 at night if we waited for accommodation train. The road seemed lined with snow upon the mountains. This plant, which we cultivate for its beauty as well as the oddity of its foliage, grew wild in luxurious beauty, emblem of the snowy mountains. Ridges and splashes of snow lay upon the top of the mountains, which were clothed with verdure. The green and white mingled was correctly emblemed in the beautiful flower called Snow Upon the Mountains. Walling's Mills, Colorado. I awoke with severe sick headache. Suffered much through the day. Tried to walk out, but could not sit up after I returned. I lay down and tried to compose my aching head and throbbing nerves. I vomited very hard and obtained some relief. The friends manifested great anxiety for me, which troubled me as much as my sickness. Walling's Mills, Colorado. I am still very sick. Awoke with throbbing nerves and aching head. I spent a day of pain, yet am not discouraged. In the evening, walked out a little way. Was very weak and was obliged to return to the house. Walling's Mills, Colorado. We arose this beautiful morning with some sense of the goodness and mercy of God to us. This is our first Sabbath among the mountains. James, Sister Hall, and myself took a blanket and walked out to the shelter of the fragrant evergreens, rolled up a stone for seats, and I read a portion of my manuscript to my husband. In the afternoon, our niece, Mary Clough, Willie, and myself walked out and sat beneath poplar trees. We read about 60 pages of Great Controversy, or Spiritual Gifts. Mary was deeply interested. We were happily disappointed in the earnest manner in which she listened. We see no prejudice with her. We hope she will yet see and receive the truth. She is a pure, simple-hearted, yet intellectual girl. We closed the Sabbath of the Lord with prayer. Mary united with us in prayer. Wrote letters upon religious subjects to Louise Walling and Elder Loughborough. Walling's Mills, Colorado. We awoke to enjoy another beautiful morning. Mr. Walling is absent in Central. I spent a share of the day in writing. Walked out and sat under spruce trees. Read my manuscript to my husband and corrected it for printer. The men at work in Mr. Walling's mills seem to have no interest in religious matters. I desire to speak to them of the Christian's hope, but I am very hoarse, having taken a hard cold. My heart goes out after those who are ignorant of the Christian's hope. Mary, James, Willie, and I walked 1 mile to see the gigantic rock towering up hundreds of feet. Willie climbed to the top of it. We, with less strength and sprightliness, were content to remain below. Returning home, Willie mounted a rock and spoke to us. Walling's Mills, Colorado. We arose feeling quite bright. We enjoy this mountain air very much. My husband and myself walked out in the grove and had a good and very precious season of prayer. We felt that the Lord was very near. I had some conversation with Mary. Mr. Walling returned from Central with letters and papers. We were thankful to hear from friends and children again. Spent considerable of the day in writing. In the evening, we talked with Mr. Walling in reference to our anticipated trip over the mountains. We hardly know what to do. James, Lucinda, and I made our way up, up, up into a high mountain where we could have a good view of the surrounding mountains. We knelt among the trees and prayed for heavenly guidance. The Lord met with us, and we had the assurance He would answer our prayer. We prayed especially for afflicted Sister Abby. My husband had the assurance that his blessing rested upon Brother and Sister Abby, and that Sister Abby would recover. Walling's Mills, Colorado.
We have very cool evenings and mornings upon the mountains. This morning, we designed to go to Central City, about 12 miles. We purposed to take dinner on the way by the roadside. As we were preparing to start, the horses were found missing. Yesterday eve, 200 Indians passed through. 5 horses of Mr. Walling's were missing, also his cow. It was thought the Indians might have stolen the horses. Mr. Walling threw off his coat, armed himself with 2 revolvers and bowie knife, and in company with one of his men, started on horseback to find the horses. We were disappointed in not eating our dinner by the roadside. We enjoyed our simple meal, however, very well. About 2 o'clock, Mr. Walling came back, having found his horses and cow. He had no occasion to use his firearms, for which we were thankful. We shall now go to Central in a short time. Colorado. We met my niece and her husband. We had a very good short visit. About 10 o'clock, Mr. Walling came with his team to take us up the mountain to Nevada, nearly 1,000 feet above the level of the sea. We went up, up, up steep mountains. We could look down hundreds of feet. Colorado. We had prayers in our tent, then rode until about 11 o'clock, and then rode down to Mr. Lasley's to visit. We found Mrs. Lasley's father, a Christian. It was like cold water to a thirsty soul to find one who had respect for the cross of Christ, with whom we could converse on religious subjects. We did some sewing on Mrs. Lasley's machine. I made 3 little dresses to give away to Addie Fair's children and 1 for May Walling. We had a distinct view of the snowy range of mountains. It was a grand sight. A company who were going over the snowy range to the park came for milk. They were from Illinois. All of them looked feeble. Mary Clough came up on horseback about as we were preparing to leave. We had a pleasant and, I trust, a profitable visit. We gave away some books. There seems to be great eagerness to get books in this rocky, mountainous country. We have provided Mr. Walling's mill hands with books upon present truth. They are all reading with interest. Walling's Mills, Colorado. We find it rainy this morning, the first storm we have had in 2 weeks. We designed to go to Central City today. We have come up to our tent to have a season of prayer. Walling's Mills, Colorado. Mr. Walling took us to Central. We went direct to Sister Bintal's. We found three sisters who had made preparations for the meeting. Sisters Shaw, Bintal, and Stocker had obtained a hall and had a notice of the meetings in Central daily paper. Their husbands were not believers. There are several keeping the Sabbath, but they have not heard a discourse. Sister Dart's labors and circulation of books convicted them and led them to the truth. They were overjoyed to see us. Our meeting was to them like cold water to a thirsty soul. We had a meeting in Good Templar's Sabbath evening. Our numbers were small, but the blessing of the Lord rested upon us. The little few who had never heard a discourse were greatly strengthened. I tried to speak to them words of cheer to strengthen their faith and hope. These three sisters are intelligent women and have not taken hold of the Sabbath without counting the cost. Colorado. We spent the forenoon in writing, attended meeting in afternoon and evening. My husband spoke in afternoon with freedom. I spoke in the evening. These meetings were cheering and strengthening to the little few in these mountains. After evening meeting, we rode home about 2 miles up the mountains to Mr. Shaw's, the husband of Sister Shaw. The streets were so narrow, he was obliged to go about a quarter of a mile before he could turn around. We went up the mountain to the home of Sister Shaw. Colorado. It is a beautiful morning. We slept well during the night. We walked out to view the scenery around us. Before us were high mountains covered with verdure, shrubs, and scattering evergreens. Miners' huts were built upon the high mountains, upon the sides of the mountains, and in the gulches. We rode down the mountain to Central. Mr. Shaw lives in Livingston. My husband spoke forenoon and afternoon to a small but interested audience. I visited my niece Addie in the forenoon. We took dinner with Mr. and Mrs. Fair. Between the afternoon and evening meetings, we spent at Sister Bintal's. Mr. Bintal was very kind. He gave me many specimens of ore. In the evening, the hall was well filled. I had freedom in speaking to the people. I never addressed a more interested audience. My husband spoke about 15 minutes upon the law. There are several who have been reading and are in the valley of decision. We gave away considerable reading matter, accompanied my niece Addie home, tarried with them overnight. Colorado. It is a beautiful morning. We took breakfast with our nephew and niece, Mr. and Mrs. Fair. Had a short season of prayer and then walked about 1 mile and a quarter to Sister Bintal's. She welcomed us heartily. We have been writing, preparing copy for Reformer. Wrote Edson about 8 pages. Sister Stocker brought me specimens. We are having a refreshing shower, which is very grateful. The dust is very annoying. Mr. Walling came for us, took dinner with us at Sister Bintal's. In returning home, the horses balked, and we were obliged to walk miles. Colorado. We left Walling's Mills about noon, mounted on our ponies. Mr. Walling took his wagon along to carry the baggage. We rode 10 miles the first day. We could not travel far in the afternoon, for a storm threatened us. We decided to halt at a deserted hovel. We went in and found 2 bedsteads, a table, a large fireplace. We were scarcely sheltered and saddles and baggage inside when it began to rain in torrents, soon followed by hail as large as bullets. The horses, 9 in number, shivered and shrunk, but we could do no better with them. We prepared beds for us and had quite a comfortable night. We felt grateful that the treasures of heaven were stayed until we found a comfortable retreat.
We were made as comfortable as possible by Mr. Walling, who treated us as parents. He was good and attentive. We shall never forget his devotion to us. Colorado. We arose early, took our breakfast, and Mr. Walling and Willie were preparing our ponies. I felt that I could ride with better confidence than the first day. As my husband stopped, after riding a few miles, to arrange the pack, I rode on to overtake some of our company ahead. I soon noticed my horse began to shy, and saw that my pack had become loosened and was dangling around his heels. I slipped my foot from the stirrup, and in a moment more would have been free. I arose in much pain, nervous and trembling. I took my seat in the saddle with less confidence than when I mounted my pony 2 days before.